Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A relative quiet day in the grains today compared to some of the outside other markets. But we're down in the beans here. They were kind of the leader on the downside, down 5 to 5 1/4 cents at 880.5 in March. That was 4 cents off the low there for the March beans. The corn was up 0.25 cent here, with March being at 373.25. And then wheat futures down 2.5 in Kansas City, down 1 to 1.5 in the Chicago wheat. Kansas City wheat was at 4.93, down 2 3/4 cents. There was some action here, thinking that maybe the grain futures would try to rally today due to the fact that the dollar was down. But the overall weight of the commodity sector across the board was enough to weigh them down. Net sellers here, it looks like they sold about 4,000 contracts of beans. Wheat, about 3,000 contracts, but then ended up buying some corn. If you notice, corn was kind of the bright spot here. Markets also awaiting the new Argentina government's the new ag export tax policy. There's talk that it could go to 0%. There's talk that they could float their currency in a way that would benefit themselves. But nothing really official yet. The market is just sitting around waiting for them to make a decision. That should happen December 16th.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Tomorrow morning we have the USDA, WASD, USDA, U.S. Monthly, and World Supply and Demand reports. The early estimates for corn are 1.768 million bushels for the 15-16 U.S. carryout, slightly higher than last month. For beans, slightly tighter than last month at 462 million bushels, and they've increased wheat by 7 million bushels up to 918. Again, those are the U.S. carryouts. World carryouts for corn, 212.1 million metric tons, slightly higher than last month. For beans, they've dropped it to 82.6 million metric tons, a little bit lower than last month. And then for wheat, 226.4, about a million metric ton less than where we were last month at this time. Now, the big mover today was the cattle futures. They started off steady to even up just a touch. But here late in the day, the futures market has really tanked here. January feeders down 450, March is down 450, April's down 430. So they're moving lower here almost the limit, or they are the limit on the first 2 months. And then live cattle are down $80 to $2 with the strength coming in December. December live cattle are down $80 at $120.82. February is down $1.85. So quite a big move today for cattle futures.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle up 62 at $122.25. February down 7 at $127.07. January feeder cattle down 260 at $153.85. March down 260 at $151.47. December lean hogs down 15 at $55.32 and February up 85 at $58.37. December Kansas City wheat down 2 1/4 at $4.59 1/4. March down 2 at $4.72 1/2. December Chicago wheat up 0.5 at $4.70 3/4. December corn up 1.5 at $3.70. March up 0.5 at $3.73 1/2. January soybeans down 5.5 at 876¾, with March down 6 at 879¾. And December cotton down 13 at 62.27. March down 13 at 64.44. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.